four out of the next five parshiot that are coming up, Truma Tetzaveh, and then we take a little bit of a break with Kitisa, and then Vayakel Pekudei. So four of the next five parshiot deal primarily with the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mikdash, Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna with the Mishkan. Why is it so important? What? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Bizmanenu. And so many times during the day we daven for Beis HaMikdash. But what's so important about having a Beis HaMikdash? In fact, there are Mefarshim who suggest that the whole tzivui of building a Mishkan, not the way it seems to be from the order of the Parshiot, but actually was a, so to speak, afterthought. After Cheta Egel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now they need a Mishkan. But what was so crucial about a Mishkan, the Mikdash? Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. I want to go back for a moment to Parshat Vayigash. What does Parshat Vayigash have to do with the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan? Torah tells us that after Yosef reveals himself to his brothers and tells him that he, Tzafnat Paneach, is really Yosef, he gives them instructions about going back to Yaakov. And then it says, Vayipol al tzaverei Binyamin achi vayevk. He fell on the necks, plural, of his brother Binyamin and cried, Binyamin bachal tzavarav. Binyamin cries in his neck. What's the necks, plural, of Binyamin? So Rashi says, Al shnei mikdashot, shatidin liot b'chelko shel Binyamin v'sof alecharev. There were two batei mikdash that were destined to be built in the territory of Binyamin. Chazal tell us that the center of the Beit HaMikdash was in the territory of Binyamin, and they were going to be destroyed. And Yosef was crying on the destruction of the two batei mikdash. So it seems from the drush of Chazal that the neck represents the Beit HaMikdash. The plural of necks represent the two batei mikdash. What does the neck have to do with the Beit HaMikdash? Why is a neck symbolic of the Beis HaMikdash? So I saw a fascinating insight brought in the name of Rav Schwab Zatzal. Schwab is the leader of the Breuer's community after Rav Breuer, Washington Heights. And he says as follows. What does a neck do? Well, from a certain perspective, a neck connects the head, the brain, to the rest of the body. The rest of the body, without the brain, is basically a very physical part of who we are. The brain, which turns us into thinking people, can be the source of spirituality if we use it correctly. And the brain has the ability to control the rest of the body. If the brain says, pick up your right arm, or pick up your left arm, or move your foot here, or move your foot there, or bend down, or stand up, if Bezrat Hashem, everything is functioning properly, that's what happens. So in essence, what the neck does, it allows the source of spirituality to control our physicality. It allows the brain to be in control of the rest of us, of the rest of our body. And that, to a great extent, is what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The Beis HaMikdash is the source of Ruchnius. And when we have a Beis HaMikdash, We get our ruchnius. We draw our ruchnius from the Beis Hamikdash. And when we draw that ruchnius, it has the ability to control the rest of who we are. It has the ability to bring ruchnius into our life and let the ruchnius rule as opposed to the gashmius rule. That's why when Yosef fell on his, cried over the Beit HaMikdash, the Bate Mikdash, he fell on his brother's neck. And that's why the Beit HaMikdash is so important. Beit HaMikdash is the center of our ruchnius. It brings ruchnius into our lives. When Bnei Yisrael traveled in the desert and they camped, everything surrounded the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the center. And the machanos were either to the north, the south, the east, or west of the Mishkan. But the Mishkan was physically and conceptually the center of Bnei Yisrael's lives. And they went and into Eretz Yisrael and they built a Beis HaMikdash. To a great extent, that occurs also. Maybe not from a geographical like point of view, but from a conceptual, hashkafic point of view, Yerushalayim is the center of the world. We learned to one of our classes today that when it comes time to daven, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you face Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you face Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Beis HaMikdash. If you're on the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash, you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, no matter where you were, whether you were north or south or east or west, everybody, when they daven, would face the Beis HaMikdash. Tel Talpios. Tel Shekolapios Ponim Elav. It was the hill, the mountain, which all the mouths faced there. You all focus on Yerushalayim in the Makam HaMikdash, when we daven. And that's why the Mikdash was so crucial. Because that was the way to bring Ruchnius into our lives. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and was destroyed. And Yosef cries. So what are we left with? How do we bring the Ruchnius into our lives? So we still face Yerushalayim. We still think about the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us, Miyom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Eino La Kadosh Baruch Hu, El Adal Al Amos Shal Halacha. On the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the only thing that's left, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu has in this world, is Halacha. It's our study of Torah, it's our practice of Torah. It's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who went to escaped from Yerushalayim and went to Aspasianus Kesar, to Vespasian, knew that Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and he said to him, Tein li Yavne v'chachameha. Give me a little city of Yavne and let me set up an academy of scholars. Vespasian probably thought that Rabbi Yochanan had lost his mind. He wanted to set up a little bit of a school, a little koil somewhere. Okay, take it. Not a problem. But that became the center, the focus of Am Yisrael, for generations to come. Learning Torah, practicing Torah, disseminating Torah. That's what brings the Ruchnius into our lives. And as great as that is, something is still missing. Because when the Beis HaMikdash existed, the presence of the Shekhinah was palatable. You could feel it. You'd come to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. At least. And once every 7 years, everybody would come. And you'd feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. You would see the nisim v'niflos that happened in Beis HaMikdash. And you would draw a strength that would last you to the next regel, or the next post-shmita. And that's why with everything that we still have, we mourn what's still missing. That's why the Mishkan, subsequently the Mikdash, is so important and so crucial for Am Yisrael.